From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Jokowi seeks Russia security guarantee for Ukraine food export lane. State revenue break 12 years record by surpassing 100% target. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Joko Widodo met with Russia President Vladimir Putin in Kremlin Palace, Moscow, Russia on Thursday. Both heads of states discussed many things, including the Russia-Ukraine war peace resolution, as well as food supply chain and fertilizer interruptions that affect people around the world, especially in the developing countries. This was stated by President Joko Widodo during a joint press conference after the meeting broadcast on the Presidential Secretariat YouTube channel. I appreciate President Putin, who earlier said he would grant security lane for food supply and fertilizer from Ukraine and Russia. This is good news. Then he also supported the United Nations effort to reintegrate Russia's food and fertilizers, as well as Ukraine's food commodity in the world food supply chain. During the meeting with President Putin, President Joko Widodo stated that Indonesia does not have any interest but to see the war over and get food supply chain, fertilizer and energy fixed immediately. President Joko Widodo also asked world leaders to revive together the spirit of multilateralism, peace and cooperation, because only with the spirit peace can be achieved. The realization of state revenues in 2021 exceeded the 100% target for the foremost time in the past 12 years, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani stated during an online plenary meeting with the House of Representatives DPR on Thursday. Sri Mulyani remarked that the realization of state revenues in 2021 also grew by 22.06% as compared to a year earlier. In addition, the budget deficit is also lower than the target of 5.70% set in the 2021 state budget. The last national news comes from the Civil 20 or C20 engagement group, as leaders of G20 countries must pay more attention to civil society issues and be more transparent in the policy-making process. Bini Bukhari of the Civil 20 or C20 Steering Committee said at the press conference in Jakarta on Thursday that the involvement of civil society organizations in the process of policymaking is very important so that policies are truly inclusive and no one is left behind. C20 urges G20 leaders to pay heed to and take action on the issues that directly impact people's daily lives on their agenda. Let's move on to the international news. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the launching of power transmission to Romania was the start of a process that could help Europe reduce its dependence on Russian hydrocarbons. Zelensky's comment in his nightly video message on Thursday followed an announcement by Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal that export had started earlier in the day with a volume of 100 megawatts 4 months into Russia's war on Ukraine. Ukraine reached agreement in mid-March to join the European Network of Transmission System Operators, or ENTSOE, after its grid was linked to that of the European Union. Oil prices edged up in early trade on Friday after sinking the previous sessions of the OPEC Plus said it would stick to its planned oil output hikes in August, and investors worried about the strength of the global economy. On Thursday, the OPEC Plus group of producers, including Russia, agreed to stick to its output strategy after 2 days of meetings. However, the producers' club avoided discussing policy from September onwards. The dollar was little changed against major peers on Friday, but was on track for its best week in four as investors waived the boost. From tighter Federal Reserve policy and the risk of a U.S. recession. The dollar index, which measures the currencies against its counterparts, inched up 0.07% in Asian trading after 0.32% drop overnight. Last news comes from Asia's manufacturing activity stalled in June as many companies were hit by supply disruptions caused by China's strict COVID-19 lockdowns, while sharp economic slowdown risked in Europe and the United States reinforced fears of a global recession. A string of surveys on Friday showed China's factory activities bouncing solidly in June, though a slowdown in Japan and South Korea, as well as the contractions in Taiwan. Listener, next we present to you commentary entitled Awaiting Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Foreign Policy.
Today's commentary is on Awaiting Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Foreign Policy. Ferdinand Marcos Jr. was sworn in as President of the Philippines in a ceremony in Manila on Thursday, June the 30th, succeeding Rodrigo Duterte. In his first speech as president, Marcos Jr. thanked the Filipino people for granting what he called the largest electoral mandate in the history of Philippine democracy. He promised to take his country forward with policies that benefit everyone. A number of people are waiting for his promises, including increasing job opportunities and lowering the price of basic commodities and basic needs. On the other hand, both the Philippines and the international community are also waiting for Marcos Jr.'s foreign policy stance, especially related to the relationship between the Philippines and the United States and between the Philippines and China, which is often problematic. Over the past few years, the Philippines has had a territorial dispute with China. In solving this problem, the Duterte administration prioritizes diplomatic relations with China rather than resolving it firmly. However, in 2016, an arbitral tribunal established under the International Law of the Sea and Route of the Sea ruled in favor of the Philippines over China's claims. Regarding the South China Sea dispute, Marcos Jr. stressed that he would stick to the decision that clarified the Philippine sovereign rights. In this regard, the new Philippine president promised to be firm and consistent with his stance. However, that doesn't mean choosing the hard line or war. He will still prioritize diplomacy. What about the Philippine-U.S. relations? Under the Duterte administration, relations between the two countries, which have a very long history, experienced ups and downs, especially in the military field. In February 2020, Duterte scaled back joint military exercises and threatened to terminate the visiting forces agreement. But the problem was finally resolved in July 2021. Will the Marcos Jr. government continue to maintain good relations between the Philippines and the United States? Doubts arose because the poor past track record of relations between the Marcos family and the United States government. This raises the view that the situation will not improve in the future. People may have doubts, yet Marcos Jr. clearly said, as quoted from MediaIndonesia.com, that he wanted to be friends with everyone. This means that Marcos Jr. will establish partnerships with other countries, including China and the United States, without compromising the interests of the Philippines, of course. To be sure, ASEAN, or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, and Indonesia in particular, hope that the new government in the Philippines will further enhance cooperation between countries in the Southeast Asia region, which has been well established. Well, that was commentary today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Well, listener, that was commentary that ends the news from Voice of Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin with July 1st as the Indonesian National Police Day. The National Police Day in Indonesia was known as Hari Bayangkara. The date was based on the issuance of Presidential Regulation No. 11, 1946, on July 1st. The regulation united the police force, which was divided among the regional forces, into a national unit and was responsible directly to the head of state. The word Bayangkara came from Sanskrit, which means security, guard, keeper and protector of the nation and the country. The word Bayangkara represents the duty of Indonesian National Police, namely keeping the people's security in order, enforcing law, and giving protection and service for the people. Next, July 1st as the anniversary of Medan City. Medan is the third biggest city in Indonesia. In 2022, the capital of North Sumatra commemorates its 432nd anniversary. Medan is used to be called Tanah Deli, and its anniversary was on April 1, 1909. However, the date created debates. Some historians and press denied that Medan City was founded at the date. In the end, a recommendation came and suggested July 1, 1590 as the anniversary of Medan City. Based on the formulation of the Special Committee for Medan City Anniversary in March 1975, July 1, 1590 was chosen as the birth of Medan. It was based on the establishment of 12 Kota in Medan. Then the Medan Regional Council officially decided July 1, 1950 as the birthday of Medan City. In the end, a recommendation came and suggested July 1, 1950 as the anniversary of Medan City. Based on the formulation of the Special Committee for Medan City Anniversary in March 1975, July 1, 1950 was chosen as the birth of Medan. It was based on the establishment of 10 Dua Kota in Medan. Then the Medan Regional Council officially decided July 1, 1950 as the birthday of Medan City. We end with July 1, 1997 when England handed over Hong Kong to China. The handed over ceremony of Hong Kong to China was attended by Prince Charles of Wales, UK Prime Minister Tony Blair, President of China Jiang Zemin, and US State Secretary Madeleine Albright.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashō. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la diffusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Jauh masa depan. Kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Head of System and Compliance Standardization at Maritime and Fisheries Ministry Fish Quarantine, Quality Control and Fishery Product Security Agency, Teguh Samudro, said that Indonesian fishery products have been accepted in 171 countries. Indonesia's top fisheries export products include tuna, skipjack, shrimp, squid, lobsters, and crab. Meanwhile, the main export destination countries include the USA, China, Japan, and the European Union. That was stated by Teguh in Quarantine Quality Month 2022 held at Yogyakarta Fish Quarantine and Fishery Quality Control on Tuesday. The Gufather stated that the fishery product export value in 2021 was $5.5 billion, and it's targeted to reach $6.5 billion this year. According to Teguh, the value was achieved because besides the existing potentials, the program also supported the production's increase. The government must ensure that the products meet the quality standard of the destination country. He added that the requirements keep developing because they are related to health issues, including the environment, human and animal health. Teguh also explained that the duty of the Fish Quarantine, Quality Control and Fishery Product Security Agency is to ensure and guarantee the fishery product's health quality and security. The monitoring is done from the beginning of the production, fishing ships and seedings for cultivation, both for exports or local consumption.
Take it or leave it, cause it's once in a lifetime. I'm so tired of frowning. You're no healer, and you think that I need you. Too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. Never gonna be what you want anymore. Oh,
chance for me. I'm gonna take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance. I'm gonna take a chance, take that chance for me. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance. Take just take it or leave it.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
When visiting Indonesia, you will find a food called bakso or meatball in various places in Indonesia. This meatball-shaped dish is very popular. Bakso is usually served hot with clear beef broth mixed with noodles, vermicelli, bean sprouts, tofu, sometimes eggs, and then sprinkled with fried shallots and celery. In Muara Enim, South Sumatra, you will find food similar to bakso there. At first glance, it looks like a meatball with curry sauce, but it's not. Its name is Sengkuang. Sengkuang is made of beef or buffalo meat, which is shaped like a meatball. If the meatball has a mixture of flour and meat, Sengkuang filling is pure meat. Another difference is that if meatball has a clear soup, Sengkuang has a long soaked coconut milk soup. When you sip Sengkuang, you can feel the aroma of coriander. The meatballs taste so good too. Sengkuang is usually served in the Tunggu Tubang traditional event or inheritance distribution, ngunduh mantu or welcoming an in-law or welcoming honored guests. As a compliment, this dish is usually served with unji or kecombrang or the torched ginger chili sauce. Rosit, a dish made from fermented grouse, Bekasam, a dish made from fermented fish, and hehanchang, or eggplant. As for fresh vegetables, there are petai or stinky bean, jengkol or dark fruit, or vegetable stew. The Besides beef or buffalo meat as main ingredients, sengkuang is made of coriander leaves, coriander seeds, lemongrass, turmeric, and salt. All these spices are ground. Then the meat is soaked with a handful of rice in the water for 20 minutes to soften it. Then the rice is pounded into smooth and used as a thickener instead of coconut milk. After all the spices are smooth, then they are stir-fried, and the water is added along with the mashed rice. Meanwhile, the meatball dough is made of lean beef or buffalo meat, garlic, and coriander. When the gravy boils, add the meatballs until cooked and ready to serve.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, Miscellany for today highlights Indonesian student wins at the American Astronautical Society Student CANSAT Competition. Five Indonesian students finished third at the American Astronautical Society Student CANSAT Competition. This is a prestigious international competition for aerospace satellite design, development, and launching in the U.S. Indonesian ambassador for the U.S., Rosan Perkasa Ruslani, was proud of their achievements. This showed that Indonesia can be on the same level with developed countries in the aerospace sciences, especially the satellite studies. Education and Culture Attaché at Indonesian Embassy, Washington, D.C., Poppy Rufaida explained that the CANSAT competition is annually held by American Astronautical Society, or ASS, in collaboration with States Naval Research Laboratory, NASA Goddard, Lockheed Martin, Virginia Tech, Siemens, Praxis, Kratos, and NRV Rocketry. The competition held in June was joined by participants from the US, Argentina, Brazil, India, UK, Italy, Peru, Thailand, and Poland. The team from Indonesia, Bamantara IEPISAT, are five students of Surabaya State Electronics Polytechnics, or PENS Indonesia. CANSAT competition began from the application phase, preliminary design report, critical design report, and environmental tests. The final step, namely the launch and flight, was a tethered payload mission held at Virginia Tech's Blacksburg, Virginia. That's Miss Seleni.
Secret of my eyes. Can you feel what I rasa ini di dada. Haruskah ku katakan padanya ku jatuh cinta?
Still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I am going to present a regional song from West Java, entitled Bajing Luncat. The song Bajing Luncat was composed by Kosaman Jaya, who is from West Java. The lyrics tell a boy's disappointment over his lover's loyalty and idle woman who had promised to wait for him, but she changed her mind to get married with another man at the end. The boy regretted why he did not immediately marry the woman he idolized. Here is Yani Purbasari with the original song from West Java entitled Bajing Luncat.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Yo man, let me tell you something about this song. Check it out. Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai. Nikmati
Voice of Indonesia.
Jika ada yang bilang ku berubah, jangan
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.